You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Dennis Allen, head coach of the New Orleans Saints, and you're listening to the NFL Report.
That's right, DA. This is the NFL Report. I'm Steve Weiss with my co-pilot, James Palmer. And JP, yeah, the NFL season is over, but now we are in draft season when college fans and NFL fans actually coalesce and believe in the same thing. And that's finding out which one of these college superstars or which of these college superstars is going to make their team better. And to help us with that conversation today, we have got Doug Williams, one of the greatest to ever do it, my personal athletic hero. We're also going to be joined by NFL Media's Greg Rosenthal, and we're talking free agents. And boy, is Rosie packing a punch. But JP, let's talk about quarterbacks and teams that need them.
It's the most important position in all of sports, Steve. If teams that have great ones or far above average ones are constantly competitive and consistently in the Super Bowl conversation. We're going to talk about eight teams that have varying Super Bowl windows right now. Those eight teams are not mentioned in this block because they have quarterbacks. We'd like to talk a different group of eight teams, teams that are desperate for a quarterback so they can get themselves into that other group. Let's take a look at where some of these teams stand. Here's where they're picking. You look at the Bears with the first pick, Commanders 2, Patriots 3, Giants 6, Falcons 8, Vikings 11. We'll break them down with the Kirk Cousins situation. Broncos 12, Raiders 13, Steelers 20. Now, if you're looking towards the draft, and that's what we'll cover first, Daniel Jeremiah, our draft expert, Steve, has four going in the first round. That's quarterbacks. And four going in the first eight picks. Six total in his top 50 prospects. So if we're looking at this group, not everybody is going to land a quarterback in the draft. Let's look at that first group of those teams picking maybe in the top three and then maybe include the Giants at six. What do you see happening with a couple of those teams?
Well, look, some of these teams are going to have to get up. So we know the Chicago Bears have the first overall pick, and the rampant speculation is it's going to be Caleb Williams, a quarterback out of USC. So let's kind of move on from them. Because I've said the Washington Commanders at two, this is where the draft actually starts. And do the Commanders maybe trade back a spot or two and still get their guy, be it Drake May, be it Jaden Daniels out of LSU? Or do they sit there at two and not mess around and make sure they get the quarterback that they want? Fine. So now at three, the Patriots, they have to draft a quarterback. Let's not play around. I don't think anyone's moving off that pick. So let's say three of these quarterbacks are gone now, JP. A team like the Falcons at eight. When we talk to Terry Fontenot, I very much got from the general manager that they want to draft a quarterback. They're going to have to leapfrog the Giants at six to get up and get a quarterback. This is where the real chess starts getting played. So that's where I think the gamesmanship and the aggressiveness in giving away draft picks comes into play big time, because as we're going to get to in a minute, the veteran quarterbacks out there on the market, including the trade value, just aren't what you want to build your team around.
I think you're exactly right. I love where the Commanders sit, because they're probably sitting with a mindset of, who do we like more, Jaden Daniels or Drake May? And a lot of evaluators, it's still very early, and we'll be talking this over the next few months. The combine's not even here. But a lot of evaluators I've already spoken to, Steve, have these two much closer than maybe people assume. And so who do you like best? I think that plays a big part of this. Who fits your scheme best? And I think the Commanders are in a very good spot to pick either one of the two, or if they don't force your hand at two. That's the other part of it. And you want to see who wants to come up. I think mentioning the Falcons coming up, I think is a very, very poignant message. I think that is a team that maybe doesn't really look to go the veteran route. I know some people have tied Justin Fields. We'll go to him in a second. Yeah, but it just gets the sense. We had Terry Fontenot on this show, Steve. Didn't he just sound like we value draft picks? We value, though, building through the draft, and a young quarterback coming in, even if we have to move up for him, looks to be more something the Falcons would do. Remember, they have established, you could say, roster, Steve, on both sides of the ball.
Yes.
To where they could think they could give up a future first round pick to move up from eight. They have plenty of salary cap space. They could make that jump. I think that's one team you really have to keep an eye on moving up, as well as the Giants sitting at six, because they don't have to go up as far. I find New England fascinating sitting there at three. I really do, just because of where they're going to stand with what we're saying with picks one and two.
Yeah, I'm with you. And just real quick, you know, we're looking at, you know, the Vikings at 11, the Broncos at 12, and the Raiders at 13, and Steelers at 20. That's going to be very hard for them to get up. That's a ton of freight, JP. But one player who's connected to some of those teams, not all of them, well, a couple of them, is Justin Fields. Let's hear what he had to say on the Brown Brothers podcast about his situation, in which he sounds like he knows he's gone from Chicago.
Do you want to stay in Chicago, or what's up?
Yeah, of course. Of course I want to stay. To be honest, bro, I'll be trying to, like, you know, with all the talk, it's hard to, you know, I guess kind of just boom be in one place, but I can't see myself playing in another place. But I know how that league is. Like, EQ, you was probably the same way before you left Green Bay. But I mean, if it was up to me, I would want to stay in Chicago. I love the city. The city's lit. The fans are, you know, they're great, and the people. But it's a business. I ain't got no control over it. So whatever happens, happens. But I feel like the biggest thing with all this going on right now, I just want it to be over. Like, just let me know if I'm getting traded. Let me know if I'm staying. It's an act.
I think we all feel the same way, Justin. I think we all want to know if you're getting traded or not, because I do think this is kind of the linchpin of this offseason right now, Steve, because there's so few veteran quarterbacks that could land a spot. And if a team desperately wants them, which is something the Chicago Bears probably are banking on, to my understanding, they're evaluating all of this. They're going to go into Indianapolis with a plan. Obviously not tell anybody that plan, but Ryan Poles is going to sit there and listen to every offer that is out there for Justin Fields and every offer that's out there for number one. What fascinates me most about Fields, Steve, is we've seen flashes of a really, really good quarterback. Go ask Sean Payton, who he faced in the first half of their game against the Chicago Bears. And then look at who he faced in the second half. It was almost like two different guys. But what you would be doing is, the guess is giving up a second round pick or a third round pick for a quarterback that you could essentially have for the next two seasons with his fifth year option for really a grand total of about $25 million. That's not a terrible spot to be in if you don't love one of these quarterbacks at the top of the draft and don't have the ability to trade up for one of them. You could use a second or third round pick and get 2 years to evaluate Justin Fields. Is that accurate if you want to take a jump at him?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, the financial aspect of it is clearly a boon, especially because he's such a boom or bust type of roll of the dice. And at the same time, I look at some of the teams we're talking about. The Falcons, their new coordinator, Zach Robinson, is coming from L.A. Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford. That scheme does not fit Justin Fields, right? I told you, we talked about Pittsburgh, and Arthur Smith wanted no parts of him in the draft. Don't see him getting sweet on Justin Fields all of a sudden. The Broncos, you mentioned Sean Payton. Accuracy is his number one thing in a quarterback. That is not Justin Fields' history. So once again, with the 13th overall pick, I like the Raiders making a trade for Justin Fields with one of their later round picks. They've got the 13th pick to kind of add to maybe get him some more weapons. He said Chicago is lit. Vegas is more lit. So that if he wants to be looking at environment, he can go that. That fan base would love him. But let's also look at Kirk Cousins.
Do you find it interesting, though, Steve, that like you go and get Luke Getsy out of Chicago and then you repair him with Justin Fields as OC quarterback? Is that kind of bizarre?
And we don't see that happen. But, I mean, what else are they going to do? Where are they going to go? Okay, Kirk Cousins. Right, Kirk Cousins is like the other veteran. Russell Wilson? Sorry.
I'm going to give you what they're going to do.
That ain't happening.
Baker Mayfield? What they could do, Steve?
What do you got?
They could go after Kirk Cousins. You know why they could? They could thank Jimmy Garoppolo for that. Because of his PED suspension,
They
are off the hook for a good chunk of money. It's about $11.25 million off. And then another $11.25 million off because of what transpired with the suspension. We do know that Kirk Cousins could be somebody that could fit into what they do down there. Devontae Adams likes him a lot, said it this offseason, said that he's a quarterback that can find you the football no matter where you are in the field. This could be something if they believe they can compete right away. And I think Antonio Pierce does believe that they're one of the few teams that could compete right away. And I think that's why they could be one of the very few teams that could be interested in Kirk Cousins. The other part of it is, remember last year when the Las Vegas Raiders were looking to trade up maybe to one or two for a quarterback, didn't do it. What happens in Houston with CJ Stroud at number two? Do they go, oof, we got to go up and get somebody? What does Mark Davis think about that? I find the Cousins situation very interesting because it's him, it's Field, Steve, and then you mentioned it's Baker Mayfield. And then that might be it for your veteran options before you get into Ryan Tannehill and, say, Gardner Minshew.
Woo!
And I love Gardner Minshew.
Hey, bro, are you saying that Russ is moving out of his $35 million mansion to go slum it? He's going down.
I don't know what he's doing
to the townhomes with, like, Mac Jones and Ryan Tannehill?
Give me the spot that will land Russell Wilson. And maybe, I'll just tease it, we'll discuss that with Greg Rosenthal later in the show, Steve. Let's get to our special guest, though, in the next block, Steve. Let's get to our special guest in the next block. And Doug Williams, Super Bowl champion quarterback Doug Williams, to be specific. And he also right now is the senior advisor for President Jason Wright in Washington. We're going to get his take on the HBCU Legacy Bowl that you're at right now, Steve. But we're also going to get his take on the quarterbacks coming out in this draft.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more, with a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Pacaso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's Pacaso.com.
The best draft eligible players from historically black colleges and universities put on the pads one last time to show they're worthy of getting drafted. The third annual All-State HBCU Legacy Bowl, Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on NFL Network and streaming on NFL+. Oh, JP, you know, I'm down here at Yeoman Stadium at Tulane with all the greats. And we're joined by the greatest, yes, my hero, my man, co-founder of the Black College Football Hall of Fame, co-founder of the HBCU Legacy Bowl, Doug Williams. Doug, appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Steve, for having me, man. Appreciate being on.
So awesome. I did that beautiful read right there, this is the third annual, you know, time we've done this down here with this HBCU Legacy Bowl. We saw last year, Doug, about 15 guys from this game get at a minimum rookie camp tryout. Several of them made rosters. We saw the DB Bolden out of Jackson State get drafted by the Patriots. 3 years ago, you and James Shaq Harris came up with the concept for this game. Now that you look at some of the success you've had in getting players from historically black colleges and universities to the NFL, what can you say about the purpose and the success of what's happened here?
Well, you know what, I can say from year one to where we are today, I feel pretty good about that, but still not satisfied. I think this year crop of guys, you know, we got way more talent that showed up this year than we've had since we've been here. It's no doubt in my mind, you know, anywhere from five, six guys should be drafted. I mean, I don't do the drafting, but I'm saying that should be. And not only that, but should get many more, get an opportunity to end up as free agent or get an opportunity in somebody's training camp that they can earn their right onto a team. And it makes me feel good. And James and I, we talk about this all the time, about opportunity. And what we're doing here is giving these guys an opportunity.
I love that, Doug, because we know one of my favorite things about the NFL is if you're talented, teams are going to try to go out there and find you, and you can find your way into the NFL in a variety of ways. Every team is down there. Every team in the NFL is represented down there looking at these players. What have you heard from that side of things about what you've built over the last 3 years in terms of the caliber of players that the league is making sure they go down there and take a decent look at?
I think what has happened, the scouts now feel a little freer by telling you about certain players. At first, they was kind of like everybody else. I don't know. But I think what they've seen from this combine and from these practices, you know, they call out people's name, man. And you know, the running back, Howard, he stood out like a sore thumb.
We Jarvin Howard from Alcorn State.
Alcorn. You had August Petras from Southern University, the guy that's in law school. And then you had offensive linemen. A lot of people, they don't get a lot of love sometimes, but there's one lineman here that really jumped out at me, and that's Hemp Hill from Texas Southern. And then you got the running back, Owens. Mm. Right, the Owens from Texas Southern, who had a great year. You know, he showed up. And, you know, we got Smith, the defensive back. He's an undersized guy, but we know he can run fast. And tight end, man, we got this tight end, number 15. I tell you what, if he's not a pass catcher, he certainly should be somebody blocker. And even from Steve's school, now, we talked about the tight end from Steve's school, but if you watch him through the week, he has probably been one of the most consistent players on the field as far as running around and catching the ball.
Yeah, you're talking about Brennan Brown, the tight end from Howard, who's been excellent. And James, there's a tight end out of Arkansas Pine Bluff named Tristan Ballard. Dude, his body, like, this is one where an NFL team sees him and immediately is like, I don't care about anything. We got to get him into a camp just because he's listed at 6'5", 240, but his body should be in the Louvre, right? It is. Yeah. He hasn't dropped a pass. He looks very well coached. I mean, he's not a raw product. He looks pretty polished. No. So it'd be interesting to see if he gets, you know, into a camp.
Not only that, but his body alone gets him into a camp, because you look at a guy that plays tight end, you know, it's very seldom you got tight ends today that can get running backs to the edge. And he's right. A guy that if you teach him right, he's a guy that can get you to the edge. You know, I firmly believe that. And the quarterbacks, you know, we can't take nothing away from these quarterbacks because Musa, at times, it looked real good. And Richards, man, he's just a guy that in today's game, but what Richard can do from a running standpoint, and he's not a runner, but he can throw the football. But, you know, if the rush comes, he can get away. And, right. and that's what you like in your quarterback today, because if you can't get away from the rush today, you're in trouble.
Right. You're talking about Davius Richard. We're seeing him right Davis here. He's Richard. A two-time MEAC Offensive Player of the Year, one of the best offensive players to come out of Black college football in years. And you also mentioned Jeremy Musa, the SWAC Offensive Player of the Year, the quarterback out of Florida A&M, who started his career at Hawaii, also had to stop in Vanderbilt before he went down there and lit it up for the Rattlers. And so we're looking a little bit at Musa right now. Doug, Musa is somebody, you know, you heard me talk about. He's at his third Division I program. But this week, we see he's got the incredible arm talent, but the consistency is the big question mark with him. Is someone who evaluates quarterbacks, when you look at someone like him who can put the ball just anywhere but hasn't generated the consistency like that, what does that tell you? Is that somebody you want to give a look on talent alone and you coach him up? Or do you think that inconsistency?
I think as a coach, you love an opportunity to work with him, because at the end of the day, it's all about the mental part of it. And, you know, when you see a receiver, all of them not going to be wide open. Somewhere along the line, you got to be that guy to put it where he can get open. And I think that's the one thing that is hampering him, is not letting the ball go when they even. You know, that's the old cliche, when they even, they leaving. You know, he wants to see them run away. And all the time, they're not going to run away. You got to give them a chance to make the play. And I think once he gets his mind up to get the ball out of his hand a little quicker than what he has, he'll be all right.
I got to change gears here for a moment, though, because your former team in Washington is in need of a quarterback as well. We're sitting here breaking down the quarterbacks.
His current team. He still works there.
I mean, it's still your team. I mean, former team as in you used to be the quarterback there. Still employed by the team. Still working there with Jason Wright and working there with the front office. I understand. But you used to play that position there in Washington. What is your thought on how quickly things with a new regime there, the number two pick, cap space, there's still talent on that roster on both sides, on how quickly things can start to turn around in Washington?
I think we're going to surprise some people. I think we'll be a lot quicker than a lot of people expect. You know, because of the cap space that we do have, because of the draft capital that we do have, you know, when you got five picks within the first 100 and you got, what, $80-some million dollars cap space, we got something to work with. And I think the coaching staff that has been assembled by Dan Quinn and Adam speaks volume of the guys in there. You know, the building feels so much different from, because you got guys from different places. It's not a bunch of guys from one place coming in after leaving another place. You got guys from different coaches with different attitudes, with different mentality. But they all is working towards the same goal. And that's getting the Commanders up to snuff. And I really think that this year going to be a surprise year for a lot of people. It's not going to surprise us because, you know, talking to Dan is that type of guy. He knows what he wants, and I think he'll get it done.
Well, Doug, you mentioned Dan Quinn, so let's kind of keep on with that, because when they had his introductory video, you were the first person he walked up to with his hat on backwards and said, Doug, what's up, bro? But you know Dan is a – But you know Dan is that dude, right? He is somebody, when you're around him for 2 minutes, you want to be around him for 2 years, right? How do you think with the culture shift that's going on there that Dan Quinn is such an ideal fit?
Let me tell you, that morning that he walked into the building, and what I did, I stood back, you know, because I know Dan, over the years, and I just stood back. You know, I think what happened when Dan walked in that building, man, you could just see the whole building changed, the people that was greeting him. And he looked over and he said, oh, Doug, you know. To me, that was that OG thing from him. And, you know, it felt good. At the same time, you could feel the whole building kind of shaking a little bit because they was glad to see him walk through there. And it hadn't been anything different than when he walked through the first day than it is today, because the whole building, the people that's in that building, they feel pretty good because the way he come in with his infection, our attitude, everybody is somebody to Dan. And that's what makes the difference. Nobody is above anybody. We want everybody to feel the same, and working with Adams, you know, it's just a different feeling in that building today.
I love that, Doug. I feel like every conversation I ever had with DQ in my life kind of just stays with me. It just has an impact in some sense. It just kind of just sticks with you because it's so engaging, and I've learned so much from him about the game, just interacting with him, and I love that aspect. Before we go, Doug, I do have to ask you this. Being a quarterback, you've spent so much time for your current team evaluating quarterbacks over the years. What have you learned in this process? Maybe just, I don't know if it's overlapping, but just certain traits you've seen over the years that just are valued to you when they translate into the league. Is there anything that stands out with the number of guys you've evaluated?
Yeah, you know, my thing is I like a number one, a tough guy, you know, who don't mind standing there getting the job done. But at the same time, you got to be smart enough to know when you have to move, when to throw the ball away, not to take a sack in times. You know, I look at it now from the time I played, and I know it's been a long time ago, but you watch a lot of these quarterbacks, they'll take a sack rather than throw it away. See, I'm a firm believer. Don't take a sack because you put your team in a worse situation. Now, you know, it was second down and 10. You get sacked. Now it's third down and 16. To me, throw the ball away. But a lot of them, I think, is worried about their passing percentage. And they take a sack. Don't know that that's hurting the team. But it's helping them from a percentage standpoint. And I've seen a lot of that over the years. And I guess being old school, that's the one thing that rubs me the wrong way.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. I have never thought about that or heard anyone say something about that, Doug. Doug, we could sit here and talk all day. We know you got to get back down here at the field at Tulane. We got another practice coming up. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for what you've done with the Black College Football Hall of Fame and this All-State HBCU Legacy Bowl, creating opportunity for folks to get into the NFL.
That's what Coach Rob always say. All it takes is an opportunity.
Well, there we go. Appreciate you, Doug. Coming up next on the NFL report, are some teams' window narrowing or some is wide open as the patio living room lanai in front of Jane Palmer's house? We'll find out more on the NFL report when we come back.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
A touchdown wins the game. Play action fake. Right side draw, touchdown! Kansas City! McCole Hardman with the catch! Kansas City wins the game! 25-22, and the Chiefs Kingdom has started. It's a
pass for the first time in 6,944 days. There is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion, and it is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Welcome back to the NFL Report. James Palmer, Steve Weich with you. If you're watching the show, Steve, you don't see it very often. Ice Spice and then Andy Reid, back-to-back shots. You don't see that very often. But Bucky Brooks had this on NFL.com, and we wanted to break it down a little bit for you. Here are eight teams that he believes have the biggest Super Bowl windows right now. Steve and I do not believe all of these windows are of the same size. No. Or of the same quality. But let's start from the top and we'll work our way all the way down. As the Kansas City Chiefs have a window, Steve, it's one of those floor-to-ceiling type windows that maybe you're in Hawaii and they just kind of fold into the wall entirely and the entire space is now indoor-outdoor living. That window is massive. They have pillars in Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, and Patrick Mahomes. They've learned to win in a new way this past year, which I think makes them even more dangerous because Mahomes is developing different ways to beat you now. And I do believe in their general manager, Brett Veach, is going to be very aggressive in getting him another weapon this offseason that helps them move forward in the world they'll be living in after Travis Kelce. And I want to sneak this in real quick. Harrison Butker, one of the best kickers in the game, is there in Kansas City, Steve. And I think we saw this postseason, how important that is to consistent success in the postseason. The Chiefs have it all right now in the biggest window.
Which is why, I mean, I don't know. You got the biggest window because of 15, right? I mean, that window is not going anywhere. We've seen the Chiefs reinvent themselves twice now as well. You lose Tyreek Hill, you win with a revamped offensive line with a Super Bowl there last year, saying, okay, we didn't need that explosive wide receiver to win. Then they reinvent themselves this year as a defensive team. So you've got the best player in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes. You've got an organization that finds ways to rebuild itself, much like the Patriots did during its dynasty and like we've seen some NBA teams do during their dynasties. Plus, take into the fact that that defense, JP, is young as hell. Almost all of those guys in the secondary are like third to fifth year players or second to fifth year players. So they're going to be around for a while, and we can sit there and talk about salary cap. They've already got the quarterback paid. They know how to divvy things up in a way where they can keep the nucleus of this team together for quite some time. All right, let's go to another team Bucky listed. That is the Detroit Lions, wide open. Another huge window. I mean, this is as big as Ford Field. This is a very young team. It is a very young head coach and general manager who have established a format on how to rebuild through the draft. Jared Goff has shown he's a fine quarterback. I mean, they don't have to do anything at that position either. They get themselves a little bit more help off the edge and on the interior defense to stop the run. A little help in the secondary. I mean, I said three big things, but they're not major things. I think Detroit's going to be a player for quite some time, JP.
Because I see some similarities outside of the quarterback, which Jared Goff's very good, and they can win a lot of games, and they can win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. I see the similarities in terms of head coach and GM, being lockstep in terms of how you're building this. You mentioned the young defense the Chiefs have. The young nucleus that this Detroit Lions team has might be the best young core of players in all of football, from Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, Aiden Hutchinson, Brandon Branch, all of these, Jack Conk, the list goes on and on, honestly, for how youthful and good this group is. And also, like the Kansas City Chiefs we saw this past year, in one season, we've seen the Lions win games in a variety of ways, Steve, and I think that's a big, big part of this. Next, the Ravens, who I believe, Steve, was the best team in football during the regular season this past year. And two things stand out to me most. Lamar Jackson won the MVP in his first year in a new system. I think that's a pretty good start to this window that they're in right now. The second part is, you and I have talked about this. I don't think there's another team in football to where they lose players within the season and you're thinking they're key players and they find ways to continuously keep winning. It's because the roster's so well built. It's because they're so deep and the coaching staff is so good.
And they lose coaches every year. They lose front office guys every year. And they're still, because of the institutional stability that they have there, one of the best organizations in the NFL. Plus, they've got Lamar. All right, JP, let's go from some of the bigger windows to the Dallas Cowboys. I have them with one of those windows, you know, you might see on about the 87th floor of a hotel, like it's way too small for you
to stick your head. That's not opening up.
That's not opening up. I think this is they're on about a one-year window as your head coach, Mike McCarthy. Got 1 year left on his deal. They're aging on the offensive line. They've got an absolutely, you know, star-studded secondary and, you know, guys like Micah Parsons on the defense, but it's still kind of a hodgepodge of talent. But I think offensively, Dak, in that one-year window with Mike McCarthy is why that window, to me, isn't a big one.
Yeah, and I think Bucky has them here because I think Dak took his game to another level this past season, added some things about playing more consistently outside of the pocket, extending plays. I think that's a big part of this offense moving forward. But I do think losing Dan Quinn is a big knock, not just to the defense. You know this Cowboys locker room really well, Steve. It's to the entire team and what Dan Quinn was able to do there in Dallas. I'm interested to see how big this window is. Moving on to the 49ers next, I think mainly, Steve, I'll just say this for two main reasons. It's one, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have built something brilliant together in terms of how they build a team. Two, you have Brock Purdy on a rookie contract with a lot of talent around him.
That's what I'm saying. This window's kind of like, with this nucleus, is a two-year window. That's not saying they can't continue on if Brock Purdy keeps on doing his thing, but they've got so much talent. But at some point, you've already seen some signs of age on Eric Armstead, who was a little banged up this year as well. Fred Warner, George Kittle, Trent Williams. Like, some of these guys, all of a sudden, Father Time's going to come knocking on the door. So I think this nucleus has got about another 2 years to kind of get through. Plus, we're also seeing teams like Detroit, some other teams that we're going to be talking about in just a few seconds, knocking on the window. Let's go to the Cleveland Browns and the AFC North because, okay, this window can slide open a little bit. I think they've got enough talent on their defense and they got a great coaching staff. But I think the division and, you know, there's just something about offensively, can they consistently just do enough to keep up with the Cincinnati's of the world and the Ravens of the world and even Pittsburgh to that point?
Steve, this is one of those windows that's in a bathroom that's all cloudy and you can't see through it. Like, it's there, but I'm not sure, like, you can really see through this window because I'm just – I covered Deshaun Watson a lot when he was in Houston, and we haven't in 4 years now seen him play like he did as one of the best quarterbacks in football in 2020. And, yes, he's coming off of an injury to his throwing shoulder. I just find this to be a fascinating window. We know what Jim Schwartz brings. We know the defense. They have a new offensive coordinator in Ken Dorsey. How is Nick Chubb coming back off of the massive knee injury he had? I find this one just very fascinating. I'm a little more certain, honestly, about the next one in the Green Bay Packers. I think what we saw in the way they finished the season with the way Jordan Love played, with young pieces that are interchangeable to make things difficult on defenses, and we know they have a good defense. They changed defensive coordinators. But this group, I think I have more confidence in a window as I do than the Cleveland Browns.
I do, too, in terms of like a window being sizable because right now – they've got a nice window, and Chip and Joanna are on their way up from Waco, Texas, from their Magnolia rehab, and they're getting ready to build a whole new unit because you've got Jordan Love and his receiving core growing together. Now, they've got to replenish that offensive line a little bit because David Bakhtiari, we saw injuries have just completely sapped him at left tackle, but with their running backs and what they've got established, I think this is a team that just did it right again. All right. Mm-hmm. The New York Jets are on Bucky's list as having a window. This window right here is made out of Kleenex, right? There is no team that has a more urgent push to get to the Super Bowl. Otherwise, you talk about something flaming out. It just doesn't – they're built absolutely for Aaron Rodgers to come back to win. They have talent. Somehow this team won 7 games last year without Aaron Rodgers. But if it doesn't work, they're going to blow out everybody. Oh, but they're still going to be stuck with like 10 fantastic third and fourth year players because they drafted so well, but they've got to retool it again. So if they don't win it this year, that kind of janky assemblage of the program they have there is just a weird type of setup, JP.
I love these window analogies we're using, Steve. I used to take a Greyhound about 11 hours home from college. Sporadically, the little tiny window that like opens at the top of a Greyhound that just lets a little bit of air in. That's kind of the Jets window that I'm looking at. This is a 40-year-old quarterback. Yes, a 4-time MVP, but a 40-year-old quarterback coming off of an Achilles with an offensive line that needs to be completely put back together. And I think that, to me, stands out. Yes, there's talent other spots. They have top-tier talent, honestly, at some very important spots, say pass rushers and corners and wide receivers and linebacker. Yeah. But I just look at that offensive line, and it really makes me scared behind, you know, that's protecting Aaron Rodgers. Is there anybody on this list that you think should be on this list that's not?
That's not. I'm going to say the Los Angeles Rams, because I think over the next 2 years, they've got an opportunity to get back to the Super Bowl and win one. Matthew Stafford, again, we have not talked about how well he played last year. He was fantastic. You've got some pieces. Cooper Kupp's still there. Puka Nacua is still there. Rob Havenstein, their tackle, is still there. Kyron Williams, their running back. Aaron Donald. They have got pieces. Oh, and JP, you know what else they have this year that they haven't had from 2016? A first-round pick and cap space. I think this is a team that's going to be very aggressive because they know they got a couple more years of Matt Stafford and Aaron Donald and Cooper Kupp, and they want to get back to the title game. They've got the personnel and the coaching staff to do so.
I love that. Look at how dangerous they were down the stretch this past season in a year where everybody was like, who's playing what spot? We're regrouping, we're rebuilding, and there they were at the end of the season playing really, really good football, and Matthew Stafford playing brilliant football in his last game of the season, even though he came up short. I'm looking at the Philadelphia Eagles, Steve. And I look at a team that was maybe a questionable holding call away from winning the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and now they're not even on this list. They were 10-1 at one point, and then obviously things just spiraled out of control at the back end of the season. But you still have one of the better offensive lines in football, maybe the best wide receiver duo in all of football in A.J. Brown and DeMonte Smith, a top five tight end in Dallas Goedert. I think the defense needs to get faster, needs to get younger, but I think having them not on this list and the Super Bowl window not being open, are we forgetting what Howie Roseman has done over the last 5-6 years? When they made the mistake of giving Carson Wentz a contract and everybody thinks should sink a franchise, it didn't in Philadelphia. Howie Roseman has won Executive of the Year multiple times over the last couple of years, and if anybody can fix things quickly in some spots of need, I think it's Howie Roseman. So I would look at Philly as still having a Super Bowl window right now. And Steve, we didn't mention the Bengals, but Joe Burrow tells us the window's as long as he's playing.
And he's 1,000% correct. I want to get back to the Eagles real quick, because the biggest holes that Howie Roseman needed to feed are on that coaching staff. Is on that coaching staff. They made the changes. We'll see if that gets things back together to mesh with some of that talent. But that was the issue. You know, you hear about all the stuff going on up there. I think that's how the Eagles can get back. You know, what else teams can get back is through free agency. Russell Wilson's not a free agent yet, but he's going to be out there. All right, can Russell Wilson, who we said is moving on down in home value, is he going to make a difference? We're going to talk to our Greg Rosenthal after the break here on the NFL Report. Roll that tape, LC.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
All right, we are back at the NFL Report. Steve Weich here with my guy James Palmer, and we're bringing in NFL Media's Greg Rosenthal. And Rosie, you've got a great column coming out on Monday. I know it's great, even though it hasn't come out yet, because you're talking about some of the free agents that are about to hit the market. But JP and I, you know, we love you so much, Greg. We're gonna put a twist on it, because some of the guys we're going to talk about aren't quite free agents yet. Okay, you good with that?
I'm good with whatever, you know, two of the most respected and handsome men at the NFL want to do. Yeah.
That's why we love you, Greg.
Let's go. We're right into it. Here we go.
So let's dive in. Russell Wilson, who is still under contract for not much longer with the Denver Broncos, will play where in 2024?
Oh my gosh, he's so hard to figure out. I don't think it's Pittsburgh, which people have thrown out there. I'm going to throw in Washington, and he'll be like a backup / 1B to whoever the number two overall pick is, because that's the role I see him in. It's not the role that he's going to want. But when you guys look around the league, where do you see the starting opportunities for Russell Wilson necessarily? I don't really see him. So I think he could fit more as a guy that is paired with a rookie. And for some reason, he just seems like a guy who would land in Washington. And maybe he's their week one starter, but whoever they draft is their week five starter.
Thank you, Rosie.
Greg, I could kind of see that, because if you look at it, like, we're looking at all these, and earlier in the show we broke it down, all these quarterback needy teams that are near the top of the draft, or teams like Atlanta or the Giants that might want to trade up a little bit. And then there's that group that the Vikings and the Broncos and the Raiders are all part of in the other part of the first round. Maybe somebody, you know, or a couple of teams end up settling for that next group of quarterbacks that are in the second round, and Russell Wilson is paired at one of those. Because I do believe, and Steve, I agree with Greg, like, he is probably in the bridge quarterback type of range right now for where he lands. And there's not a lot of spots where that player actually is needed, which makes this really kind of fascinating. So we'll stick with the quarterback spot. This guy is not a free agent, Greg, and we're just deviating entirely from this article that we're discussing and promoting. Justin Fields.
Yes.
Where will he get traded? Justin Fields in the Greg Rosenthal brain, where does Justin Fields go?
I think the Raiders make a lot of sense. Doesn't he just seem like a Raider? I know Luke Getsy's there.
Steve's been saying this.
See, we agree too much. But he just feels like the type of guy that Mark Davis would go get, give a chance. He's a really unique guy to be available. I can't really think of it. You know, Steve and James, maybe you guys can think of something. There aren't many quarterbacks who become available for a trade that actually have a long track record as a starter. I mean, he's started a lot of games. He's not like Kevin Cobb coming loose or Jimmy G.
Oh, boy.
You know, just getting traded off of like seven starts. Like, we've seen a lot of Justin Fields who actually has a lot of potential and at least has a very good baseline play where he can be a starter, we know, in the NFL. I don't think there's any chance he's playing in Chicago. And so with Getsy and the Raiders, I think he gives them some juice in 2024. What do you think?
I've been saying it. I have been saying the exact same thing, Rosie. Plus, in that division where you have all these offensive head coaches who have not faced a quarterback like Justin Fields, I think the shock value alone in year one with the Raiders could give them a ton of bounce. All right, here's another one. Talking now, we're going to free agency. The player you will be most shocked to see change teams is?
I'm going to start with Chris Jones. I mean, would that shock you guys at this point? I think when I normally make these lists of the top 101, the top guys just get franchise tag. His franchise tag is going to be $32 million, somewhere in that neighborhood. So I think number one and number two on my list, a little exclusive here for the NFL Report, since the list isn't actually out, Chris Jones and Kirk Cousins. I think they both changed teams, because I think at some point the Chiefs have to decide, maybe we got the very best out of this guy and L'Jarius Sneed is actually our bigger priority, and Chris Jones ends up changing teams. What do you think?
I'm interested in that one, because we all remember, Greg, how the contract negotiations went or didn't go this past offseason. If you want to know an inside kind of vibe of Chris Jones, this is what I've always been told by people close to him. Chris didn't care about money when he had none. So imagine what Chris thinks when he has some. he really does not care. He will hold out if he believes that's where he thinks he should be. If he wants a certain number, he doesn't care. We saw it during training camp. He doesn't care if money is flying out of his pockets. He's the only guy we really saw go out and do that. The interesting part about it, Greg, would be so much of what Spags does, almost their entire run scheme, is based off of Chris Jones. And so there would have to be an adjustment up front. But I think this team is drafted extremely well. I think he's playing really well at a high level. He deserves probably every penny he has. But we've noticed from Brett Veach, if he believes it's time to cut, he's going to cut and move on and find another spot to fill. And we know that they also have Legarius Sneed, who I think they could tag Sneed. I think that could possibly be what they end up doing. And I love that you mentioned Kirk Cousins, because I'm the guy. I didn't get a chance to chime in on the Raiders. I believe Kirk Cousins could land in Vegas. I think that's a spot where he could end up landing, and I could elaborate on it further, and I would do that at another time. Let's move on to who has to be brought back, Greg. Like, on this list of 101, what team needs to bring back player X, or it is a massive mistake?
Okay, I'm throwing out a different name than you expect. Jonathan Greenard is the guy for me on this list.
I love think, that.
Ooh, great year. He had a great year.
I love that.
He developed every year in his career as a Texan, better and better and better. And then when D'Amico Ryans gets there, he just turned into a great second pass rusher. And I love, you know, what they have on the other side with Anderson, but I think having those two guys locked up, you have a ton of cap space. Don't go searching for the next guy. You've developed this great player. And so to me, having those two guys up front reminds me of some of those 49ers D'Amico Ryans team where you really started up front with that four-man pass rush. You've already got the duo for the next 4 or 5 years. Just keep them. Just keep them.
You know what? My guy is Christian Wilkins with the Dolphins. With Anthony Weaver, now the DC, you saw what he did with Justin Madubuike. You've seen it, how he's developed defensive linemen. He's an old defensive – he played defensive line. He coached defensive line with the Ravens. I think with Christian Wilkins, he could be the next level superstar. We see how much he means to that defensive front. They let him go with two edge rushers coming off of significant injuries. Bad move. They need to go ahead and pay Christian Wilkins.
Yeah, I think they'll keep him.
Wanted to comment on the Jonathan Greenard spot. Because what jumped out at me right away, guys, was I'm looking at Aiden Hutchinson, who has nobody on the other side. And there's times where you saw Hutchinson get to the quarterback and there's nothing coming from the other angle. Jonathan Greenard had a great year. And I think if you have a pairing like him and Will Anderson, this one I really, really like, Greg. I look at a couple other players. Antoine Winfield Jr., to me, he'll probably get tagged, but there's no way he can depart from Tampa as good as the season he had, maybe the best season for any safety in all of football. Another one, I want to put Greg's knowledge here. Josh Allen, the year he had in Jacksonville, is that necessary to bring him back down to Jacksonville in terms of he was really the one wrecking everything in the second half of the season when they needed a defensive player to go out and make plays?
No question. I just assume he'll be tagged. To me, look, he got defensive player of the year votes this year. He went from he was always a very good pass rusher, and he went to great this year. He was the best player on the team. He was the best player on the defense. He was the best player on the team. So the one thing that annoys me, you know, you'll see the column drops on Monday. You know, they take away so many of the good players with the franchise tag, and then the list just isn't as pretty. So Josh Allen will be one of those guys, I believe, taken off the list.
Rosie, 15 seconds here because we're tight on time, but James's favorite player is a free agent, Drew Tranquil.
Oh, yes.
Linebacker for the Chiefs. Where do you got him, man? Did you give him love? Is he like a high-ranked dude?
He's in my top 65 or so. I love me some Drew Tranquil. I thought I was out on a limb with him last year. I had him very high, and the Chiefs, they were looking for help, and they saw my rankings, and they're like, this guy's going to help us win a Super Bowl. They listened
to me. Rosie! Way to get it done,
I can't
man.
Remember which conversation it was, Greg, that I was having with Brett Veach, where he was like, I was looking at Greg Rosenthal's top 101, and that's kind of what pushed us over the edge on getting Drew Tranquil. But you are right. Like, he was so valuable to that team throughout the course of this season. Smarts in the middle of the defense is just brilliant. And you know what? Greg Rosenthal's got a lot of smarts as well, Steve. A lot of smarts. Thank you for joining the NFL Report, Greg. Appreciate it. Coming up, the behind-the-scenes look of the NFL Combine. What happens really in Indianapolis? Steve and I break it down next on the NFL Report.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Welcome back to the NFL Report. The NFL Combine, presented by Noble, starts next week. The D-line and linebackers kick things off next Thursday, followed by the DBs and tight ends on Friday. Offensive skill players step into the limelight on Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern before the O-line wraps it all up on Sunday afternoon, all here on NFL Network and NFL Plus. I'm on my way to Indianapolis on Monday, Steve. And I think people have one thought of what goes on in Indianapolis. It's what they see on the TV screen. But in your mind, with all the years that you've covered the Combine in Indianapolis, what stands out to you that maybe people don't know about the ongoings in Indianapolis?
First off, JP, I'm not going to have a nice halibut at the Ocean Air for me one night. You got to make sure you make that happen. So some great things about the Combine, kind of behind the scenes, especially for us in the media, is we get to sit down at tables and stuff and speak to some of these draft prospects. Remember, we cover the NFL. We don't get to spend a lot of time talking to these draft prospects, which is the same thing that a lot of these head coaches and coordinators are going through because they're coaching in the season. So this is their first exposure, you know, to a lot of these players in watching them do on-field drills. But JP, also some of these interviews, these kind of 10 to 15 minute speed dating interviews, they do with these prospects at like 10 p.m. at night after they've been scouting and watching film all day. So I think the first interaction with a lot of these collegiate players is one of the things that a lot of people don't understand, that it's not just the stuff they're seeing on the field, but again, the stuff that happens behind the scenes and those the importance of those conversations.
It's funny, Steve, a lot of people have told me with that are in these interviews how prepared or over-prepared or scripted some of these players are in these combine interviews. They almost want to see them in their building and sit down with them maybe at the quarterback position with, you know, a whiteboard, if you will, or whatnot, spend a little more time with them. The other part is so many contracts are talked about between agents and general managers, and Ryan Poles is going to be in a lot of rooms that we're not going to see talking to teams about potential trades that go on. Those are the two biggest things that happen in terms of trading picks and in trading players and, you know, working out new contracts. All right. Because of the Combine, Steve, next week we only have one show, and that is going to be on Thursday at 7 o'clock. So my time in Indy, eating halibut, apparently, in your mind, is what's going to end up happening. So I'll see you Thursday when we tape that bad boy. Enjoy New Orleans.
You go into your shower feeling tired, But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.